This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's what we got this hour. Those 87,000 IRS agents, should we use them for our purposes? Why'd the Jeffrey Epstein stuff fizzle out? Why can't people admit they were wrong? Was Alexander the Great gay? And so much more coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, let's get to this one here. But pause. I am aware of the judgment against Trump today, $350 some million in a civil suit today. The judge ordered Trump to pay that. I know there's going to be an appeals process and things like that, so I don't want to spend a bunch of time on it today. But it is awful and wild to watch the systematic destruction of that man. It is eye-opening for where we are as a country. Financially, legally, they're just destroying him. These people, man, there's something. All right, whatever. Dear radio host who stands head and shoulders above all other radio hosts, I think if Trump or some other Republican gets elected as president, he should retain and not fire or defund the 87,000 IRS agents. But instead of auditing taxpayers, they should audit tax spenders. What do you think? All right. I brought this up because this is a common thing to want. A very common thing to want, and a very natural reaction of, hey, this organization, they're attacking me. They're attacking us. But what if we instead told that organization to turn around and attack them? Then it'll work for us. You know, right now, if you're on the right, you look at the FBI, IRS, CIA, NSA, being fully Democrat now, and dedicated themselves to attacking you. And it's very, very, very tempting to say, well, hold on, let's just get Trump in there and we'll send them after them. Hey, let's we'll send the FBI after Democrats. No more arresting pro-lifers, gunning down old men in Utah. We'll send them after Antifa and Black Lives Matter. It's very, very tempting, but that doesn't work. And why it doesn't work is we look at the presidency oftentimes as being some kind of a king who has much more power than he actually has. You know what? Pause on that for a moment. Let's talk about this. Kings, we talk history all the time. There's a king here and a king there and a king here. But it's crazy how different the kingships were depending on the period of time or the place you were, meaning how different the amount of power the king had actually was. There are all kinds of monarchies throughout history where the king, yeah, he was king. He was top dog, but he couldn't go too far. He had to get the approval of these people or that people. You see this all the time in England when England was starting to form up. Yeah, there would be the king, the royal family, but there would be this powerful lord and that powerful lord. And the king really couldn't just go kick in his door and say, hey, I'm the king. Give me all your horses and your men and you're coming. No. That's not how it worked. And then in other places throughout history, sometimes the king did have total, complete authority. Everything. You go to places like at certain periods of time in ancient Egypt, the pharaohs were thought to be gods and treated like gods. And there was no noble who was going to defy him. There was no legislature he had to worry about. If the king woke up one day and decided everybody in that society had to walk around for the next year picking their nose in public, then that's what you had to do. He wasn't going to be overruled. So back to this using the IRS against our political opponents and things like that. The IRS is staffed full of Democrats. The FBI is staffed full of Democrats. CIA is staffed full of Democrats. The institutions themselves are rotted. You cannot use a rotted institution for your own purposes. These institutions have to go away. The solution is not to reduce them. The solution is not to try to use them because it simply won't work. The solution is to eliminate them. The FBI's funding should be zeroed out, fire every single employee, arrest and publicly try many, and demo the building after you've emptied it out. That sounds extreme, but it's not extreme when you get to a point where the institution itself is created. It's created its own environment that is bad. It's all bad. If you really wanted the FBI to go after the street communists who are doing so much harm to this country, or let's say, you know what, probably an even better use of the FBI would be to go after organizations like the Soros Organization, these big finance organizations, these big political organizations who are breaking the law, they're tearing apart American society. The great thing to do would be to get in and actually sick the FBI on those people. Go break up these big finance groups. Go have these people arrested. Go do that. But the people who work at the FBI, definitely the people who run the FBI, they have either already worked at those institutions you asked them to go after, or they plan to when they retire next year. They're not going to do it. I understand the inclination to do it. They're just not going to do it. Jesse, Oracle, hearing you talk about Alexander the Great on your show got me interested in learning a bit more about him. So I turned on Netflix, and there's a documentary about him. And within the first 5 to 10 minutes of the show, they show him kissing some dude in the lake. I had to flip it off immediately because I'm not into that. But I wanted to know if there's any truth to what they're saying about him being gay or bisexual. Keep calling out the communists. I love the show, says his name is Marshall.
Why are you gay?
All right. The truth is, I don't know, but let me explain how it works. And this is why you have to be so careful with the history you consume, whether it's books, whether it's what you learn in school, whether it's what you watch in documentaries. I've heard this before, and actually I've heard this about that Netflix documentary. My buddy Luis called me complaining about it. He said they dedicated the first 10 minutes to rainbow crap. Well, was Alexander the Great gay? Do you want to know? I don't know, by the way. No one knows for sure. But do you want to know the basis they use to tell people he was gay? That he had very close confidants who were his friends. That's it. That's really all the historical evidence. He had very close friends he confided in. So how in the world did we go from that, which is all we know historically, to, he's gay. Alexander the Great's gay. Well, how we went from that to that is these communists infiltrate everything and they put their agenda into everything, and that everything includes history. And so they'll put their agenda in it. There'll be some random commie dirtball who will just decide, I bet he was gay. You know, we want him to be gay. And so they'll start putting, they'll put that in one history book. Then the next history book writes it. Then there's a documentary on it. Soon, before you know it, fast forward 10 years, it simply becomes something people accept as a fact that Alexander the Great was gay. We have no idea. You're never going to know. I'm never going to know. Maybe he was. Maybe he wasn't. That is not any kind of a historically accurate part of the story. But this is why I've talked a lot about how damaging it has been for us that the communists took over history. I am a history lover, as you know. We talk about it all the time. You probably are, at least on some level by now, a history lover. The most frustrating thing in the world for me is finding accurate history books to read, accurate documentaries to read. All the stuff they make today, I shouldn't say all the stuff. When it comes to documentaries, most of the stuff they make today is so loaded with bias and ridiculous crap. We actually, speaking of Netflix, my wife and I started a show called Griselda. Or we were over at my buddy's house, and he said, hey, watch this Griselda show. We've been watching it. What's Griselda about? Griselda's about Griselda Blanco. Who's Griselda Blanco? Well, that cocaine stuff we were talking about in Miami in the 70s and 80s, she was really the lady who kind of rose close to the top in Miami. She was the drug kingpin of Miami, murdered a whole bunch of people. That's who Griselda Blanco was. Anyway, I'll finish my story about that show, and it kind of goes along the lines of what we were talking about here in a moment. Before I keep going with that, let's talk about our minds. As we get older, men, testosterone levels go down. And there's another thing that's been built into us now that we've accepted that we shouldn't accept. We've accepted that our minds will get foggier, that it'll be easier to lose focus, that our brains just won't quite work as well as you turn 40 and 50. You know, that's a lie. That's just because your T levels are going down. You can maintain the same brain you've had for a very long time if you take care of yourself. If you take care of yourself with natural herbal supplements, that's what chalk is. C-H-O-Q, chalk lit powder and male vitality stacks and Chad mode. And honestly, and those are just the ones I'm familiar with, the ones I take. Go look at everything they have at chalk.com. Endless high quality natural herbal supplements. Change your mind, change your life. Chalk.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back to finish this up.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, so we were talking a little bit about history, and I was going over this Griselda show on Netflix, and it's a little docu-series. It's based on a true story, whatever, about Griselda Blanco, the cartel kingpin lady of Miami during the 70s and 80s. And it's actually, her story is a very fascinating one. It's awful. I mean, she was horrible, but it's a fascinating one. But you tune into the series, and I knew the story of Griselda Blanco before we started watching it, but we were at a friend's house and they wanted us to start watching it. So we sat down, tuned it in, and watching a lot of it. And of course, right off the bat, now pause for a moment. To take down Griselda Blanco, it took a lot of people in law enforcement working very hard over a number of years. Federal law enforcement, Miami, the sheriff's department. It took a lot of work to take down Griselda Blanco by a lot of people. Who is the main cop who took her down in Griselda, this brand new Netflix series? Some lady cop who didn't even exist. They took all the brave men and women in law enforcement who worked very hard over all these years to take down Griselda Blanco, and they just brushed them all aside. And they put the main cop character in this Netflix series as a lady cop who didn't even exist like that at all. And of course, the lady cop, she was of course put down the entire time because she's a woman and no one took her seriously. In fact, it was a central part of the Griselda Blanco story. I'm a woman and everyone's mean to me because they're men and this place is mean and it's misogynist. It was a built-in part of the plot of the series that was a complete fabrication. At least the cop part was. Why? Because the communist doesn't set aside his religion ever, ever, for any reason. His religion is who he is. It consumes him, and it has to be put in everything at all times. Meaning, if you're some commie piece of trash writer at Netflix, and you get tasked with writing a Netflix series about a very real person with all kinds of documentation, and you can tell the true story, it doesn't need much editing at all. You could really just tell the story straight up and it would be amazing. You could do that, but then how would that spread your religion? America's really evil. This country's really evil and horrible, and it's a misogynistic place. It's treated women horribly, like slaves. How would I do that if I just tell the story as it is? No, that won't work. we're going to have to make some edits to the story to make sure everyone knows that America's an evil place that hates women. That's why history is so, so difficult to comb through these days. It's honestly, people wonder why I go off on these history tangents from time to time. I'll do a history. I'll just set aside an hour if I'm hot on something. I'll just do history on it. Why? Part of the reason I started getting into that was I was so disgusted with the history I was finding out there, how twisted and awful it was. And I want to encourage you on something when it comes to podcasts or politics or history or whatnot. We always talk about you getting involved in politics. You, not your friend, not your neighbor, not the guy sitting next to you. You. And I tell you to get involved because you're probably the one who knows what needs to be done. You're looking for someone else to step in and do what you know needs to be done. Well, you are that guy. You are that girl. You should do it. The same thing applies to podcasting or history stuff. If you really felt what I just said, you're frustrated by the twists on history and the manipulation of this or that, or maybe you're unhappy with political podcasts. Maybe you hate this one. Maybe this is just the best one of a bunch of garbage in your mind. And that's fine. Remember, that's fine. I'm not supposed to be for everybody. Maybe you're supposed to start one yourself. Maybe if you're tired of all the bad history stuff out there, and I get a lot of those emails, and I get that, I'm not complaining about them. Jesse, I can't find a good history podcast. Jesse, I can't find a good history thing. I know that's why you love it when I do history so much, because I don't do it from an America sucks standpoint. But maybe you're the one who's supposed to do it. Thought about that? Maybe you have a talent there. If you have a passion for it, there's a chance you have a talent for it. You ever heard that saying before? I haven't either. That's because I just made it up live here on the show. What, Chris? That's a great saying, but it's still a true saying. If you have a passion for it, there's a chance you have a talent for it, and maybe you're the one who needs to get involved. This applies to all of us in all walks of life. Are you, you have an HOA, homeowners association? Are you unhappy with the weeds in your neighborhood? Yeah, I know it sounds like a small, stupid thing, right? But when you get home, you tell your husband at night, honey, the weed situation, they still haven't fixed it. Why can't these idiots figure it out? Well, maybe they're idiots. Maybe they haven't noticed. Maybe they don't care. Maybe the person who needs to dig in, get on the HOA, and get that weed situation cleaned up is you. Yeah, we don't like hearing that, right? Because that involves work from us, but maybe we all have talents. That's what I try to tell people about me doing this. I enjoy it because, well, let's be honest.
Changing people's lives.
No, I'm kidding. I enjoy it because it's a fun job, and yet we can help people in certain ways. But I enjoy it because I feel involved. I feel like I'm in the fight. Maybe that's you too. All right. We have a lot more to get to. Is Joe Biden going to debate Trump? That's a very good question. Is Joe Biden going to debate Trump? Will I take over the RNC? And so much more before we do that. Here's what I am going to do. I'm going to keep purchasing MyPillow products whenever I can find something I need. We talk a lot about MyPillow's sales all the time, right? Right now, you know, they're doing a big New Year's sale. Practically everything's on sale, free shipping and all that. And all that's great. You know, it's wonderful, right? Save money. But we are actually patronizing a company that has hurt its own business on purpose to fight for America. Doesn't that make you proud? Mike Lindell has cost himself millions of dollars by choosing not to abstain from the political process, not to sit things out, so he can get knee-deep involved and fight for us. Doesn't that feel good to patronize a company like that? I've spent so much money over the course of my lifetime with companies that hate my country. It feels good to do the opposite. And they do have a huge New Year's sale on everything. Go. Give them your business. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or 800-845-0544.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can still email us. We are live here, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get back into the questions because there's a bunch of them still. Capo Regime, Pink Flower. Will we be seeing Biden in a debate with Trump? Will they allow Trump to go gloves off and go after him? All right. Listen, as far as will we be seeing Biden debate Trump, I very much doubt it. Look, Joe Biden was bad last time, but they got enough of a pharmaceutical cocktail pumped into his veins that he could get through the debates and not totally embarrass himself. It is 4 years of stress and strain and time later, and he's worse, a lot worse now than he was.
He said if an ally did not pay their dues, he'd encourage Russia to, quote, do whatever the hell they want. I guess I should clear my mind here a little bit and not say what I'm really thinking.
Yeah. I do not believe they're going to let Joe Biden debate Trump unless they feel like they can get enough drugs in his body so he can survive it. And look, we're seeing something out there right now. You've been seeing it. I've been seeing it recently where the media is starting to get a little bit harder on Joe Biden. You remember that? They've been asking him a hard question or two now. You're even seeing these people go on the news and they're debating whether or not he should be the nominee. He should drop out. You're starting to see media scrutiny of Joe Biden and his age. Well, let me just tell you something. You can write this one down if you want, Chris, or not. It doesn't matter. You will see none of that. And I mean no more of that ever. The second the DNC convention happens, and Joe Biden, if he walks out of that convention as the official Democrat nominee, any and all scrutiny of Joe Biden's age and his mind or the board or the border or anything else, it will all cease immediately. The only reason you're seeing the smallest amount of media pushback on Joe Biden now is they're worried he's going to lose to Donald Trump and cost them the presidency. Once they know they're stuck with him, if that day comes, once they feel like it's official and they can't push him out anymore, all scrutiny will immediately stop because these people have a persona non grata numero uno, Chris, that's European. That means a bad person number one, and that guy's name is Donald Trump. These people have so twisted their minds up that they have convinced themselves stopping Donald Trump is worth anything, everything. It's we've talked about this a lot, that the system, Donald Trump's presidency in a weird roundabout way accelerated the end of the United States of America. And this is why. Once he got elected, every part of our system, media, intelligence agencies, everybody, Democrats, half the Republicans, they decided that he was the height of all evil and that any rules, any laws, any norms, they absolutely had to be cast aside because stopping Trump, destroying Trump at any cost was all that mattered. And they burned down the last of their credibility in so many different ways trying to do that. And we've talked about this before on the show. The problem with at any cost is that can get expensive real fast. My closet's currently a disaster. I am a hoarder. I tend to be a hoarder. I have a hard time throwing things away. I need to throw things away. In fact, my drawers are kind of crappy in my closet. I just had another handle fall out. So I need some kind of built-in thing, maybe a shelf or something in my closet. I need help in my closet. You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to go home and tell my wife, hey, baby, you need to get a new closet for me and for you at any cost. Cost doesn't even matter. All that matters is that I get a new closet. So at any cost, make that happen. That might get real expensive real fast. The system sold out everything to finally get rid of Trump. And to their credit, they did. They accomplished that. They got rid of him. They're financially destroying him. You saw that judgment from today. They're doing the best they can to throw him in prison. They ended his presidency. They've been very successful. But the problem is they turned all of their credibility to ash in the doing. But Donald Trump, for these people, is still the height of all evil. Jesse, why is it so hard for people to look at their part in things? Why is it harder to own our own part in things? Why is it even harder to say I was wrong and I'm sorry, I'm going to change? Well, look, that's human nature, isn't it? It's human nature. I'll tell you something. I have a lot of flaws. You know, I have a lot of things that are about me that are not good. And one of the biggest fears I have is that I'm going to see those things reflected in my sons because I will know it's my fault. I will know that it's my doing, and I won't be able to blame anyone else for it. And I know that day will come because they're going to have flaws too, right? They're men. But I know I'm going to see them do something that's not good, and I'm going to know that it's a direct reflection of me. And what if it's something really bad, right? I have plenty of bad things about me. What if it's something really bad? How hard will that be in that moment to own that? It is human nature to try to pass off blame, cast off blame, point the finger. It's just it's how people are. It's why we do the You Voted for This campaign with urban Democrats and GOP primary voters. Whenever they complain, tell them, you voted for this. People like to wash their hands of their political situation as well. You get some Democrat voter in New York City complaining because a homeless guy just hopped on a trash can, pulled down his pants, and pooped in the trash can in broad daylight. Yes, I just saw that. I'm not going to go into the details. It was brutal to watch. The urban Democrat will complain about that and wash himself in his mind of any responsibility. But he went out and voted for Eric Adams and Alvin Bragg, and it's his fault, period. The state of the city is his fault. The GOP primary voter does this too. He'll sit on his butt. Won't show up for a primary, a critical primary vote in a Senate race, presidential race, whatever it may be. I don't care that much. I'm sure my guy will win. And then a year later, their senator gets up and says stuff like this.
The vote we will soon take to provide military weapons for Ukraine is the most important vote we will ever take as United States senators.
And then that Utah GOP primary voter says, oh, I hate Mitt Romney. How could this happen? This guy's terrible. Why are we stuck with this guy? What did you do the last time Mitt Romney had a primary? Did you even show up? If you showed up, did you vote for him? Or did you vote for somebody else? If you showed up and voted for Mitt Romney, or even worse, I would say this is worse, if you showed up and or if you didn't show up at all, you did that. You did. Look, and I've had to own so many bad votes in my life. I'm not just pointing fingers at you. We have got to start owning this. We don't do it because it hurts. We don't want to sit and think that it was us, that it's us who are responsible for this. But like I've said, we hate Washington, and we should. It's understandable. These losers we send to Washington are an accurate reflection of us as a people, and that's what we have to change. That's what we have to fix, us as a people. All right, the RNC, should I take it over? Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and since it's the final segment, we have to try to get through this as fast as humanly possible, so I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's do this.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Jesse, on the Steve Dace Show panel, the panel nominated you, Jesse Kelly, as the new chairman of the RNC. Would you accept? I will not accept at all. That's one, mainly a fundraising position, and I despise asking people for money. Two, there's not near enough power as being head of the RNC. I don't want to be president or head of the RNC. I don't want to be a United States senator. As I've said many times, I will accept only a temporary dictatorship position for 5 years with 500 men of my choosing so we can get things worked out around here. And then I will lay down my sword and I will go home and go back to my family. Jesse, the destroyer. Do you think they strategically released a bunch of names associated with Jeffrey Epstein because they knew it would fizzle out to nothing with no pictures or videos? They can all just say they were invited to a fun party. It is funny about those pictures and videos. Jeffrey Epstein was actually infamous for recording everything. He took pictures of everything. He took a whole lot of video that I'm sure is not safe for the kids. And he was famous for doing this for blackmail purposes. Now, you've never seen any of that video and you've never seen those pictures. Do you know why you've never seen any of those things? Because the Federal Bureau of Investigation took possession of those things and I'm sure promptly took them down to the incinerator. Not that the deep state is real, and not that the secret state police agency is running cover for the pedophile elites that run things around here. Not at all. Couldn't be that. Jesse, everyone is obsessing over Biden's memory when the real story should be that Biden willingly committed an impeachable crime. The GOP's given him a slam dunk of an impeachment case. Why can't they see an opportunity when it slaps them in the face? Well, you are actually mistaken here. Not that you did anything wrong, but your mistake here is thinking everyone in the GOP wants to defeat Joe Biden. That is very much not the case. Many people in the GOP want to remain the minority, and for them, their chief enemy is not Joe Biden, it is you. Remember, the GOP, especially GOP leadership, the Mitch McConnells of the world, the John Thunes, the John Cornyns of the world, for these people, if you sat them down and hooked them up to a lie detector, they think the height of the problem in this country is you. You are the main problem. Their constituents, their base, the people who... you want them to cut spending? You actually want them to not pass gun control? I bet you want the freedom to just say whatever you want, too. They think you're the problem. Jesse, my brother and I served together in the Marine Corps for 2 years. We went to the gas chamber together 4 times because we had to hold our breath. I elbowed him in the gut, so we had to do it twice each year. Totally worth it. If you had to do it again, who would you bring with you? Oh, the gas chamber was so brutal in the Marines. It's tear gas, and they're, quote, teaching you how to use your gas mask. And so they teach you in a very Marine Corps way. You'll go in there. You have to keep your eyes closed, and then you have to try to put it on, cinch it down, and then clear it out. And there, and of course, some gas is getting in, so your eyes starts burning. But it doesn't matter. Even if you do all this perfectly well, at one point, they make you rip it off anyway to make sure that you're just sit there and you're going to snot and puke and cough. And it's just horrible, absolutely horrible. And it was one of the best memories I had in the Marines, not being in there. But once you're done being in there, you wait for all the other groups to go in and you get to sit and watch all of your friends run out, puking their guts out and snotting everywhere. And then you get to point and laugh. Ah, ha, ha, look at Johnson. Oh, how you doing, Johnson? It's one of the best things ever. I wish I could take my sons. If I could do it over again, I wish I would take my boys in there and I would laugh. I don't even think I would suffer as much because I would be laughing, watching them suffer, and it would be hilarious. Dear Gorilla Glue Stain, that's not nice. My daughter and I love the show and love the nicknames you get people. We can't clearly hear or understand the name you've given your wife, obviously because of your uneducated and white trash dialect. Is it orb or arb? What are you saying? And what's the story behind it? Matthew and Madison. Those are the names they gave. Matthew and Madison. I like that name, Madison. It's Aub. My wife's name is Aubrey. B as in boy. Aubrey. Aub is what I'm saying. Aub for short. So I should probably elaborate. It's generally Aub. If I've done something wrong, like eaten something that was rotted out of the fridge or something like that, I'll generally go with princess, but that's actually not as effective as you think. Menu Whisperer, I saw your post about underrated Taco Bell steak quesadilla and wondering how you improve it. Listen, whenever you get a steak quesadilla from T-Bell, you always add extra jalapeno sauce to it, and you get the Diablo sauce. And don't be scared. Don't be one of these scared types. Ah, I'm not ready for the Diablo sauce. Me, Chris, Michael, we had T-Bell again already today, and we don't even get a different kind of a sauce. You don't get an option. You want to work in this office? You eat the Diablo sauce like everyone else. Jesse, when are you going to update your picture on the podcast? I want to see you looking like Mr. Clean. His name is Craig. Well, I have a sick sense of humor and kind of a stupid sense of humor sometimes. You know how I have, I'm sure if you're listening on the podcast version or even on the radio, you're probably looking at a picture of me on your radio display, or if you're looking at a logo for my TV show or whatever, you're looking at me and I still have hair. Only I don't have hair anymore. I have it buzzed down. Actually, it's too long right now, but I have it buzzed down to a quarter of an inch because I'm bald, because my hairline's retreating, and I just finally said screw it and shaved it off. I have this idea for this long-running gag where for years, and I'm sure the suits are going to finally overrule me on this, but for years, I want to keep the old pictures where I still have hair. What, Chris? This is funny. For years, I keep the old logos where I have hair, only I'll be bald and I'm starting to get wrinkles. You know, you start to get a little wrinkly, just a little bit. Oh, my beard, it was all brown a few years ago. Now it's at that sweet spot where it's just gray in the right spots where people think you're dying it that way. I'm not dying it that way. It's how it's growing in. But another year or two of being married, it'll be all gray. And I just think it would be funny. I don't know why I think it would be funny. I think it would be funny to maintain all the old stuff. Now you, take that phone and put it down. Walk away from all the garbage for a weekend. Soak up time with your family and your community. I'm going to try to get some more exercise this weekend than I have been. Let's go outside. Get a walk. Get a workout and enjoy your time. We'll be back tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. We'll be back Monday to do Medal of Honor Monday. All right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.